Today's edition of Rising Higher is brought to you by Premier Insurance Solutions.
Hi, this is Pastor Randall Sean Garcia, lead pastor at 316 Church. First and foremost, I want to say thank you for listening to Rising Higher with Pastor Randy Garcia. Many of you already know about a transition that my father and I recently made as I transitioned from the business world owning an insurance agency into being the lead pastor at 316 Church. And since I've helped a lot of people with their Medicare questions over the past 7.5, 8 years, I continue to get asked, Pastor Randall Sean, who can I go to for my Medicare questions? And I want to give you some good news. The Medicare agency is still available if you need help navigating the confusing world of Medicare, or if you just simply want to ask questions to see what you qualify for. My lead agent, Tamika Smith, is now taking appointments. She can help you see if you qualify to get the $148.50 back into your Social Security check. She can see what plan options are available to you, how you can lower your deductibles and your copays. Call her now at 210-760-2379. That's Tamika Smith at 210-760-2379. When emotions are high, wisdom is low. But when emotions are high, you're no longer being led by the Spirit, but you're being driven by emotions. So when you're crafting that text message for someone that you're angry at, you're reacting to something, here's a tip for you. Don't press the send button. Just pause. When someone says something that may offend you, instead of reacting to that person, how about press the pause button? Don't say anything and ask God for the wisdom on how you are going to respond rather than react.
Welcome to Rising Higher, the radio ministry sponsored by 316 Church in San Antonio, Texas. We are located at 7760 Prue Road between Babcock Road and Bandera Road. At 316 Church, our threefold mission is love, live, lead. We are called to love God and love people, live in Christ and for Christ, and lead our culture to Jesus. We meet for worship on Sundays at 9:15 a.m. and 11 a.m. Check us out at 316.org. That is THREE16.org. Join us here on KDRY every Monday through Friday at 5:30 p.m. and Saturday mornings at 8:30 a.m. And now, here is your host for Rising Higher, Pastor Randy Garcia.
Thank you for tuning in today on the eve of the National Day of Prayer. That's right. I'm excited about tomorrow as we come together as a nation. I love it when we get to do things in unity because I believe that there's power in agreement. The second half of today's edition of Rising Hour, we're going to be talking about the National Day of Prayer. And Suzanne Dollar, who was with us yesterday, is actually going to come back and share a few more thoughts about the National Day of Prayer and what we're going to be doing tomorrow. So hopefully you can hang on for the 30 minutes here on Rising Higher. The first half of today's program, we're going to continue to talk about this topic. When life gives you lemons, what do you do? One of the things you can do is wise up. We need to respond in wisdom. One of the lessons we're going to learn today, Pastor Randall Sean Garcia, the lead pastor at 316 Church, is going to lead us in today's teaching. But one of the things we're going to learn is there is a difference between responding and reacting. And sometimes we react in a wrong way, and that's not the good thing to do. We're going to talk about that. Psalm 119 talks about wisdom, and I want all of us to step into God's wisdom. So here we go with a final portion of Wise Up, part of the sermon series, When Life Gives You Lemons, What Do You Do? Yeah, we need wisdom. Let's wise up. Here's Pastor Randall Sean.
You may have heard my testimony. There was a time in my life where I had so much head knowledge of what the Bible said. I had so much head knowledge of what the Bible was teaching me to do. I had so much head knowledge on who Jesus was and who Jesus is. But here's the problem, is that I could have all the head knowledge in the world, but if I didn't let that go into my heart, then everything else is meaningless. You can know something intellectually, but that doesn't mean that you've received it spiritually. Just because you understand it in your head doesn't mean that you have it in your heart. And so my testimony is I knew so many facts. I knew the biblical knowledge, but it all comes down to our heart. My life transformation happened when I took my head knowledge and I applied it to my life. And I started seeking God the way I was taught in the Word. When I dedicated my life, when I committed my life, when I let these words not just enter my head, but enter my heart. So I want you to, when life gives you lemons, to receive wisdom and respond wisely. So here's another one, is we want to respond with wisdom. So we can receive that wisdom from the Lord. God, I receive that wisdom that you have for me today. God, I want to pause and I want to pray. And I don't just want to pray my requests. Lord, I want to listen to you and I want to learn. And God, I don't just want to learn it with my head knowledge, Lord. I want to receive your wisdom and I want to respond with wisdom. You see, when life gives you lemons, we got to respond with wisdom. It's much sweeter to respond than to react. And if I can backtrack just for a moment, if you know the difference between responding and reacting, it's a huge difference. There's a chasm of a difference between responding and reacting. If I were to react, I wouldn't have paused, I wouldn't have prayed, I wouldn't have listened, I wouldn't have learned, I wouldn't have received the word that God has for me, and I definitely wouldn't have responded. Because when I react, that's the opposite of step number one, pause. There is power in the pause. If you want to stop reacting today to the situations that are around you and start responding with God driven by emotions. So when you're crafting that text message for someone that you're angry at, you're reacting to something, here's a tip for you. Don't press the send button. Just pause. When someone says something that may offend you, instead of reacting to that person, how about press the pause button? Don't say anything and ask God for the wisdom on how you are going to respond rather than react. You see, when I react to something, it tends to lead to more issues. But when I respond to something, it tends to lead to more solutions. So when you react, it might create more problems. But when you respond, you're going to figure out more solutions with the wisdom and the guidance from our God in heaven. You see, the wise respond and the fools react. You see, the wise, they pray first, but the fools, they don't pray first, they act first. And so there's a difference. And so as you meditate on these scriptures, as you meditate on this message today, I just want to remind you and encourage you that we gotta wise up, church. When situations come about, we wanna share that link on social media that might cause division among our brothers and sisters. When we have an opinion without listening, when we are not trusting in God in the midst of the process, this is where we're reacting. And only really God and yourself can be the judge on how this plays out, on if you're responding or if you're reacting. You see, scripture is very clear about the wise. They respond, they don't react. They listen, they don't do all the talking, and they think, and they don't assume. You see, when life gives you lemons, I want you to remember these six things, and they're in 3 points. I want you to pause quickly and pray intentionally. And when life gives you lemons, I want you to listen closely and learn humbly. When life gives you lemons, I want you to receive wisdom and respond wisely. James 1:22, it says this, "Be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourself. And the scripture that we read in the very beginning, it's so beautiful how it brings everything together. You see, in order for us to respond in wisdom, we have to do several things. You can see that there's order here. Psalm 119, verse 97, the verse that we started with says this, "Oh, how I love your law. I meditate on it all day long." I meditate on the law. I'm learning in the process. I'm listening and I'm paying attention to what God has for me. Your commands are always with me and they make me wiser than my enemies. When his commands are with us, it means that we have received those commands. It's no longer head knowledge that we meditate on. The commands are always with us. We carry them forward in our everyday lives. "I have more insight than all my teachers, for I meditate on your statutes. I have more understanding than the elders, for I obey your precepts." I don't want to just learn it. I want to put some action behind the wisdom that God gives me. "I've kept my feet from evil, from every evil path, so that I might obey your word. I have not departed from your laws, for you yourself have taught me." There it is. We're learning again. We're learning again. "How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth." I believe that wisdom is sweet in the eyes of God. I believe that when we ask for a godly wisdom in our life, I believe that God is going to transform the way we think, the way that we act. God is continually transforming our minds and our hearts, and he's giving us the strength to move forward and to make the decisions that will impact our future, to make the decisions that will impact our family, to make those decisions with the wisdom that he gives us, that only he can give us. You see, church, when we are dealing with a difficult situation, when life gives us lemons, we might see a problem, but God, he sees this as an opportunity. You see, when life gives us lemons, we might see that lemon as a problem. We might see that lemon as a challenge. We might see that lemon as something that we can't deal with on our own. We might see that lemon as a trial, as a challenge, as a problem. But God sees it as an opportunity to grow your wisdom. I believe that when life gives you lemons, it's a test of our faith. And if we pass that test will become our testimony. I hope that you believe that today, church. I hope that you received that word. I just want to encourage you today to meditate on the word of God, but don't just be filled with the head knowledge. Let's go apply that. Let's receive that word and respond with wisdom. But it all starts with one thing. It all starts with the pause and the prayer. You see, there's power in the pause. And the reason why there's power in the pause is because there's power in prayer. And many times we got to learn how to pause and pray. There's only power in the pause because there's power in the prayer. We got to get on our knees when things get rough. We got to get on our knees when the challenges arise. When life gives us lemons, what are we going to do? What are we going to decide? It's up to you to decide. And the more that we seek God, I believe that the more we will be filled with that spirit to respond accordingly. And so today, I want to pray these verses over you. I want to pray this over you today. I pray right where you're at. I pray that no matter what you're facing, no matter what lemon life has given you, your lemon might be different from my lemon, and it probably is. And my lemon is going to be different than many of our other lemons, but we've also all been handed some lemons that we're dealing with together. Whatever you're facing right now,
It's about how we respond. Lord God, thank you, Jesus, for an opportunity to learn more about your word, to learn more about you, God, to press forward in our faith, God. I thank you, Jesus, that you're always with us. You're always there to guide us. You're always there to give wisdom, Lord. You give generously to us when we ask. And today, Lord, we ask you for that wisdom. Lord, today we ask you to make us wise. Lord, to take that head knowledge that we have of you and to let that just seep into our hearts, God. Lord, we want to continually be transformed, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, for always being there.
Oh, we need to wise up. Wisdom. Yeah, the Bible always tells us that if any of us lacks it, we need to ask. But sometimes we just too, maybe it's just too much pride. I don't know. For some reason, so many individuals just do not ask God for wisdom. Well, thank you for tuning in today. If you missed any portion of this Wise Up portion of the sermon series, When Life Gives You Lemons, you can listen to Monday or Tuesday's edition of Rising Higher by going to risinghigher.org. Once again, risinghigher.org. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to Rising Higher. We're not done yet. We're just taking a little break, and after this break, I'm going to be joined by Suzanne Dollar. Perhaps you're tuning in yesterday. She joined me yesterday. She's joining me again today because we're talking about tomorrow's National Day of Prayer. We're going to walk through a number of things in just a few moments. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. You are listening to Rising Higher, brought to you by 316 Church, and we are located in the northwest area of San Antonio at 7760 Crewe Road. That is between Babcock and Bandera Road. If you're looking for a home church, come on by and join us. We at 316 Church gather together every Sunday at 9:15 and 11 o'clock. También tenemos servicios en español a las 11 cada domingo en la mañana. Once again, that website 316.org, THREE16.org. We'll be right back. Our guest right after this break is Suzanne Dollar. We're going to be talking about tomorrow. It is the National Day of Prayer.
Hello, friends. My name is Michael Bingaman, and I'm with Dunamis Counseling Services. I provide counseling at Calvary Temple Church on the northeast side and Fortress Church on the northwest side. A lot of us right now, because of the COVID-19 and the isolation and the quarantining, are feeling a lot of anxiety, a lot of depression. I've been asked if I'm still seeing people during this time, and the answer is yes. I go through Skype, I go through FaceTime, I go through Zoom. First session is free if you want to visit with me and take me for a test ride. After that is a sliding scale. I would be honored to visit with you. My cell phone number is 210-887-5581. That's 210-887-5581. Thank you and God bless you all.
Hey, I'm Jason from Building 429. You can live a life of purpose, free from addiction and full of hope.
My dad was killed by a drunk driver. I turned to drugs and alcohol to hide from my pain. I was just angry. I was lost. I was broken. I was just a mess. After I got charged with my drug felony, I ended up in jail. And all I could do was say, okay, God, I'm sorry. Help me out of this mess that I've made. I came to Teen Challenge. And if it weren't for God intervening in my life, I don't know where I'd be today. He reached out and rescued me. And now God has given me new life.
Even if you're not struggling with an addiction yourself, you may know a teen or an adult who is. And adult and teen challenge centers across the country are waiting to help.
Here in San Antonio, we are blessed to have both a men's adult and teen challenge campus and a women's adult and teen challenge campus for adults ages 18 to 50. Here's the number to call, 210-624-2075. Do you have a teenager who is dealing with self-destructive or dangerous behaviors? New Hope Christian Academy for Boys and Thrive Girls Ranch have campuses in the greater Austin area. Perhaps you would like to do what my wife and I do. We sponsor a teen challenge student. For only $35 per month, you can get a photo and a profile of your student and an invitation to their graduation. Here's a number to call, 1-866-913-4181, or log on to teenchallengetx.org.
Greetings, prayer partners. I'm Kathy Branzell, president of the National Day of Prayer Task Force, inviting you to join us for the National Day of Prayer this year, the 70th observance on May 6, 2021. You can find many events right there in your local area, in your state, and virtually. Then we invite you to join us for the national broadcast, where we will be broadcasting live from the World Theater right here at the Museum of the Bible in Washington, D.C. We will bring the nation together to pray together for our nation. 2 Corinthians 3:17. For the Lord is spirit, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Join us to pray in agreement for our nation. Lord, pour out your love, life, and liberty. For more information, go to nationaldayofprayer.org, and we look forward to praying together on the National Day of Prayer.
Governor, Senator Long called. He said it was urgent.
Tell him I just got back. I'll call him as soon as I can.
Got it.
Chelsea, got the speech ready?
Right here, sir.
Send this over to Jason.
Will do.
Thanks.
Sir, the strike may get violent. The union says you're to blame.
Of course.
Governor?
What's wrong?
Check your window. There's a whole mob of people coming up the steps.
Call security.
I'm on it, sir.
What are they doing down there?
Security to number one.
Go for number one. What's this all about?
I just talked to the leader, sir. He says he has a message for you.
Oh?
He says they're all praying for you.
Praying?
What if we took all our frustration about our government and our leaders and turned that energy into prayer? Now that's political power.
Governor, are you all right? All those people are praying for me?
The National Day of Prayer is the first Thursday in May. Find out more at nationaldayofprayer.org.
Indeed, it's tomorrow, National Day of Prayer. Don't want to miss out. And right here in San Antonio, we have a special event downtown at 12 noon. We're going to get together at Main Plaza, which is on the corner of Commerce and Main. And the coordinator for this event is Suzanne Dollar. Suzanne, thank you for joining us today as we talk about this very special event. And we chatted a little bit yesterday, a little bit about the history of National Day of Prayer and then why we exist and why do we do this. And then today, I want to talk about why do we gather in a public place. Of course, tomorrow at 12 noon, we're going to be at Main Plaza downtown. And why in a public place, Suzanne? Let's chat about that for a few minutes here.
I want us to publicly exalt Jesus now. Mm-hmm. He, you know, it says in the Bible, he was lifted up on that cross in humiliation, and we want to come mm-hmm. on that day and lift him up in exaltation. We want to lift up the name of Jesus as mm-hmm. he died publicly for us. Now we want to stand and lift him up and exalt him publicly.
Amen.
Just announcing and pronouncing to the world of who he is, the one and true living God. You know, mm-hmm. some people say, why even pray? Mm-hmm. I mean, isn't prayer just a nice little exercise that kind of makes you feel good? Mm-hmm. We have to realize that God is real, that mm-hmm. God exists, mm-hmm. that God exists.
Yes,
and
yes.
that God is not a belief, that he's mm-hmm. not a religion, mm-hmm. that God is a person, mm-hmm. and that he's personal, and that he invites us to commune with him.
Love
he
that.
Created us to have a relationship with him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we pray, because we serve not only a God of love, but mm-hmm. a God of power who is capable of wielding his love and answering our prayers to the measure of our faith and our obedience.
Amen. Suzanne Dollar is joining us today, and she's serving as the coordinator for the San Antonio National Day of Prayer right here, downtown San Antonio, Thursday, May the 2nd. Main Plaza, across from the steps of City Hall. The place to be at 11:30 for worship, 12 noon for prayer. That's where we need to be. Suzanne, if we were to walk up on that day, that time, what can we expect?
Of course, by 11:30, the music will begin, mm-hmm. and so you can just enjoy praising and worshiping with that church mm-hmm. as they lead us in praise and worship. And mm-hmm. there will be, of course, music during the 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock hour mm-hmm. as well.
Love
and,
that.
You know, we'll have...
we're going to be blessed by a number of special guests, is that right?
We'll have our government officials,
mm-hmm.
and we will have pastors, and the military will be represented, the police mm-hmm. will be represented, and the students. You know, students typically come every year.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. Randy, and I...
It's important for them to learn how to pray for a nation.
And, you know, the Bible says that we need to share God's truth and share God's laws from generation to generation. Don't let a generation go by that doesn't know about God, that doesn't know how to pray, that doesn't know the truth about God. And Randy, about, you know, 10 different schools, private schools, bring a delegation of students. And it's not easy. It's not easy to bring a delegation of students. There has to be preparation. Permission forms have to be sent out to parents.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And they have to coordinate transportation, and they have to get drivers, and they have to get sponsors and chaperones.
But it's worth it all.
It's worth it all to bring these students mm-hmm. down to busy streets that they may have to cross, mm-hmm. but they are up to it and they want to come. And they are special because mm-hmm. we are going to be praying, which is our talking to God, but the students are actually going to be reciting scripture, and that's God speaking to us.
We're talking about the National Day of Prayer, and it's tomorrow, Thursday, May the 6th, 2021, and we are going to have a good time. I'll tell you that right now. Place to be at 12 noon. Actually, as we just talked about, 11:30, the worship starts, Main Plaza, downtown on the corner of Commerce and Main. It's going to be a great time. There is power in unity. As we come together, we're going to believe that God's going to do something in our nation. Are you ready for it? Join us tomorrow for the National Day of Prayer. Also, want you to join us. You are also welcome to join us at 316 Church, because in the evening at 7 p.m., we're going to have a prayer service for the National Day of Prayer. And tomorrow's edition of Rising Higher is going to be dedicated to praying for our nation. Hope you can join us at 5:30 tomorrow as we have a special radio broadcast for the National Day of Prayer. Be blessed.
There are forces at work right now trying to shut down the National Day of Prayer. What they don't realize is you can't stop prayer. You can't stop Greg Father, in Pittsburgh God, or Joni in Mobile.
Father,
you can't stop Melia in Augusta or Mickey in Los Angeles
Father,
or TC in Colorado Springs. You can try, but you can't stop prayer. Because prayer is core to who we are and where we are. Prayer transforms us and transforms our nation. And once we start, you can't stop us. Because our country needs us and our God compels us to pray. They may try to shut down the National Day of Prayer, but they can't stop us from praying. The National Day of Prayer is the first Thursday in May, but start praying for our nation today. Find out more at nationaldayofprayer.org, nationaldayofprayer.org.